All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another jam-packed edition of Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from the United Center, we, of course, have Curtis Thompson continuing his gauntlet, continuing to try to find a way to get past Al Perez in this tournament. In the round-robin tournament, round five, we have the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line, with the Stud Stable defending against the Nightmares. The American Tag Team titles are on the line, with the Gorgeous Gentlemen facing off against the Fabulous Ones. And then to end the night, rematch from 3 weeks ago in Vermont, American Heavyweight title on the line, Jerry the King Lawler defending the title against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. This is going to be a great match as we continue on with this tournament and getting ready for all the great things that are going to happen this summer. But let's look back at last weekend in the house shows. Friday, we were in Kankakee, where Beef Stew Lou Marconi defeated Special Delivery Jones. Tommy Lane of the Rock and Roll RPMs defeated Italian Stallion. Mike Jones defeated Steve Kern from the Fabulous Ones. Superstar Billy Graham defeated Mike Davis from the Rock and Roll RPMs. Illinois heavyweight title was on the line as Iceman King Parsons defeated Bunkhouse Buck to retain the title there in Kankakee. And then the main event that night was Trevor Murdoch defeating Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. The next night had a great card on the campus of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, where Jimmy Golden defeated Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Robert Fuller, the other half of the Stud Stable, defeated Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Dangerous Doug Gilbert defeated Curtis Thompson. Sweet Stan Lane defeated Rick Martel. And then in the main event, you had a six-person tag team match where the Nightmares and Michelle McCool defeated the Heatseekers and Missy Hyatt. A great match that was there. Maybe we'll get it on one of the main cards. We're going to have to find out later on in the future. But we go on to tonight's matches, starting off with Curtis Thompson versus Al Perez, take three. Once again, Perez gets a submission victory with the spinning toe hold very quickly, time of 2 minutes, 41 seconds. Curtis Thompson cannot seem to get out of the blocks against the Latin Heartthrob. All right, as we start off the fifth round, we start off with the State Patrol facing off against living legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. This is a good match between two teams that have been predicted to stay near the bottom of the leaderboard. Lieutenant James Earl Wright picks up the pin over Beef Stew Lou Marconi with a small package and a time of 10 minutes, 34 seconds. The next match has the Heatseekers and the Rock and Roll RPMs. They have a great match that keeps the speed going throughout. Sigmund misses a splash into the turnbuckle that Tommy Lane then rolls him up for the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winners are the Rock and Roll RPMs. Next match has the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Stud Stable defending against the Nightmares. The Stud Stable comes out to the interview desk with the Illinois Tag Team title belts on their shoulders. They complain about their draws in defending their titles. Last week, it was the Moondogs. This week, it's the Nightmare. They are sick and tired of having to defend the titles each week. They demand satisfaction for all their issues. I come out to the interview desk. Fuller tries to intimidate me into letting them skip defending the titles. I tell Fuller they have two choices. They can defend the titles tonight against the Nightmares, or they can hand me the title belts right now, and I will hand them over to the Nightmares. The Stud Stable reluctantly go down to the ring and reluctantly hand over their belts to Nick Patrick. They try to make sure the match ends quickly. Unfortunately, Danny Davis hooks Fuller into an abdominal stretch. Fuller tries to get out of it, but Davis rolls him back into a pin in a time of 5 minutes, 50 seconds. Your winners and new Illinois Tag Team Champions are the Nightmares, Danny Davis and Ken Wayne. All right, the next match has Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Moondogs. The Moondogs try to eliminate Stallion from the match very early. Graham gets into the match with an assist from Sunshine. Paul Jones gets upset with Randy Anderson, allowing her interference. Graham gets the upper hand over Spot until Spike comes into the ring with the bone and nails Graham with it. Randy Anderson calls for the bell and the disqualification in a time of 12 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winners are Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. Paul Jones climbs into the ring and starts to yell at Anderson. He and the Moondogs back Anderson into the corner. Graham and Stallion attack the Moondogs from behind with chairs. Randy Anderson rolls out of the ring to safety. Graham wraps Jones up in a bear hug. This is going and getting out of hand as we try to figure out, okay, what is going on with Paul Jones and the Moondogs? And yes, I stop in the middle of that as Billy Graham is squeezing the life out of Paul Jones while Italian Stallion is trying to keep the Moondogs at bay with a chair. But eventually, Billy Graham does drop Paul Jones and they leave the ring with their hands raised in victory, excited to be moving a little bit further up in the rankings and leaderboard for this round robin tournament. The Moondogs and Paul Jones, I just don't know what is going on with them. All right, next match. The Acolytes facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. The Acolytes look forward to this match with the Gilbert Brothers, but Eddie causes it to end abruptly by throwing a fireball into Farouk's face in front of David Manning. Manning immediately calls for the bell, but the Gilberts double-team Farouk. Bradshaw quickly joins the brawl. In the next few minutes, the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International rush down to the ring. They are followed by Brian Christopher, who has brought with him the Nightmares, Superstar Billy Graham, and Italian Stallion. Although they are outnumbered by one wrestler, this new coalition between Sunshine and Michelle McCool's wrestlers managed to chase Hot Stuff and Hyatt International out of the ring. Farouk still wants Eddie to come back into the ring, but Eddie quickly leads his men back up the aisle to the dressing room. Your winners by disqualification are the Acolytes in a time of 2 minutes, 50 seconds. All right, now we get to the last two title matches of the evening. Both American titles are on the line. First, of course, we have the tag team titles on the line. The Gorgeous Gentlemen facing off against the Fabulous Ones. And this is another great matchup between two wonderful teams. Alexander takes the microphone and declares that the York Foundation will still be holding the American tag team titles in about 17 minutes. The gentlemen look confident in the computer strategy for this match. Both teams show great skill and technique in the match. Garvin telegraphs a backdrop on Lane. Lane leapfrogs over him, but when Garvin turns around, Lane nails him with a savat kick and a small package to get the pin. The Fabulous Ones are your new American Tag Team Champions. Alexandra's computer has once again failed her in its prediction. As David Manning hands the belts to the Fabulous Ones, Alexandra grabs the microphone and starts to sing the praises of her new American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones. Adams and Garvin hold out their hands to the guys who just dethroned them as champions. The Fabulous Ones and the Gorgeous Gentlemen embrace in the middle of the ring as Alexandra tells the fans that she told them so. So what is this now? The Fabulous Ones joining the York Foundation so that, well, now Alexandra has two great tag teams. Still, nobody to really focus on going after Jerry Lawler and the American heavyweight title. But this week, we have Jerry Lawler defending the title against the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Rematch from 3 weeks ago in Vermont that was set up by Austin Idol's winning of the Heartbreakers Rumble at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. The match goes back and forth for a few minutes, but Idol gets a bit antsy with Lawler crawling to the ropes to escape the Las Vegas leg lock. Idol turns to Missy for some assistance. Referee Nick Patrick checks on Lawler as Missy hands Idol her purse. Missy climbs onto the ring apron to distract Patrick while Lawler gets to his feet. Lawler ducks Idol's shot with Missy's loaded purse and nails Idol with four quick jabs before dropping the strap. Idol drops the purse as he drops to one knee. Lawler sets him up for a pile driver to get the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner and still American Heavyweight Champion is Jerry the King Lawler. All right, we have all kinds of stuff going on right now. As we have Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol having their great matches, some longer, some shorter, but also this round robin tournament is going completely bonkers as we now have at the top of the leaderboard the American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones, with a record of 3 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw. Right behind them at 3-2 are the Acolytes, the former American Tag Team Champions, Gorgeous Gentlemen, the Heat Seekers, and the Rock and Roll RPMs. With a record of 2 wins, 2 losses, and 1 draw are the former Illinois Tag Team Champions, Stud Stable, and the Moondogs. At 2 wins and 3 losses, we have Larry Zbyszko and Lou Marconi, Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, the State Patrol, and the new Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares. Then that leaves in the bottom with 1 win, 3 losses, and 1 draw are the Gilbert Brothers, Eddie and Doug, now at the bottom of the list. That may or may not last for very long, but we got to keep going with the tournament to figure that out. But as we turn the page into April and we head down to the Illinois State Fairgrounds, we are going to have a great time as only one title on the line next week. As we have the American Tag Team titles on the line as the Fabulous Ones defend the title against the Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares. But again, great matchups coming up as we still have Curtis Thompson and Al Perez, the Acolytes facing the Moondogs, the Heat Seekers facing the former American Tag Team Champions. It's going to be a great card next week as we start the month of April. But I encourage you to be back here next week. Continue to support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite, and I will see you next week.